Hello, everybody. You're probably thinking, Travis sounds different today. And yes, I'm currently getting over a slight cold from last week, and I'm actually not Travis. My name is Finner, and I'm currently interning with the amazing team here at Fool & Scholar Productions. And I'm here today to tell you about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. A geo-engineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors like Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Torrado, and Maury Sterling. You can follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. A big thanks to Wondery for supporting shows like The White Vault. And now, on with the scheduled programming.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice. A horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
Hello, this is K.A. Stats, the writer and creator of The White Vault. Before we play our summer short for you, I have some updates on the show. First, I'm happy to say that we are on track for Season 4's release in October 2020. Next, I want to thank you for listening and tell you how thankful we are for our supporters. We have only been able to get this far due to your support on Patreon. For the last 2 years, we've released patron-exclusive patch bumpers that flank our White Vault Expedition patch, which you can see on our website. This year, if you want the exclusive bumper, be sure to support us on Patreon during the October season, signing up before October 13th. This year's bumper will read Patagonian Rescue 2020, signifying your part in making this season possible. For more information, check out our Patreon post. And now, for the White Vault, Indications.
Hello, this is Ebba at WH. We have a scheduled call for today. Oh, yes, hello, Rainer. I hope you are doing well. It's always nice to hear from you. Thank you. Can I go ahead and forward you through? Perfect, thank you very much. Please wait one moment while I transfer you over. Have a nice day.
Ja, Ebba?
Jag har ditt nya samtal med Hulda Runasdotter här. Ska jag koppla det till dig?
Ja, tack. Och du kan gå ut och ta en kaffe om du vill. Men glöm inte att gå ner och möta vår speciella gäst senare i förmiddag.
Naturligtvis. Jag kopplar nu.
Hello, dear. It's wonderful to hear from you again. How have you been? Yes, thank you. I understand this is a difficult time for you and your family, but please know that we are thinking about you. Well, I am. And I'm sure Ebba is too. If there is anything else that you need, anything at all, please let me know. Yes, it's true. It was a terrible thing. It is, still. I miss her every day. She had chosen to make some upsetting choices, but I know we would have worked it out, and now I will find our way forward without her. I have to. But I did not call to speak of her or to upset us both. How are the girls? Did they like the birthday present I sent over? Good. I'm glad to hear it. And I sent over some chocolates, but they may take some time to arrive still. Those are just for you. Well, yes. After I looked over the reports from Lynn, I saw this as an opportunity. I understand the importance. After what I just went through, how dare you make such accusations? Dear, you made a poor selection. I'm not even sure of some of the reasoning behind your choices, but it happened, and it is continuing to happen. I had to take action, and I made a judgment call, which I have now come to question. We are both paying for it, but I did not begin this. This is nothing new and has happened before. We are not the first to go through this. We won't be the last. Now, I understand that you require more resources to stabilize the situation. Yes, I know exactly which resource you're referencing, and I believe I can send it over to you. I apologize for any interruptions to the supply line, but I want to thank you again for letting me use this mishap as an opportunity for instruction, a introduction. Given everything that has happened, I... Oh? Yes, most certainly. We received those scans recently as well. We're expecting a fourfold increase over the next 3 weeks in the Arctic areas, all the way around to the Chukchi Shelf. This will help us right the issue soon enough, but all the back-end work is far more important and controllable. Yes, and tiresome. But it is what you should be focusing on. It's just so hard these days, now that everyone has a camera in their pocket. Hulda, I will have to call you back another time. I'm getting another call. It's urgent. Looks like we already have some cleaning up to do. I'll call back after. Puss, puss. Slow down. Temblores? Tremors? What do you mean, tremors? How? 1 second. Ebba, om du är kvar där ute, kontakta vår spanska översättare nu på en gång. Speak slowly and don't leave anything out.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.